Podcast Ranger.
Well, we waited all week and y'all finally meandered your way back over here.
Oh, sorry, I was busy building for the next fee month.
Well, I'm sorry, guys, but you're under arrest.
For what? All right, fine. I admit it. I'm the one that canceled Firefly.
You horrible monster! The cosplay medic will have your nuts!
As long as you're not the one who killed Wash.
Oh, no.
You're under arrest, Gar, for violating the rules of the Land of Light from Ultraman.
What am I under arrest for?
For being too fucking adorable. That's
I knew that's where you were going with that.
You're under arrest. For stealing my heart?
Wait.
Oh!
I'm resisting arrest for obvious reasons.
Wait. Will this be broadcast on YouTube News, where the news comes last and the weather comes later?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, we don't talk about weather, but sure. Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
I'm what a gas changer. Woo!
That's news, I guess. I'm getting mine on Monday, because I'm loyal to my dealer!
If mine was a present for my girlfriend.
Aww. Should have helped your friend, though.
Trigger machine.
Alright, so all four of us are here tonight.
The core four.
Right? That's what I've been calling us.
The awesome four, I'm not going to answer
The four warriors of light.
No, but the most is lack experience, featuring Homa.
I can get behind that.
Guys, we're the Fantastic
Four. I don't like it.
The actually Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we got the Thing, the Human Torch, Mr. Fantastic,
and Sue. We can call ourselves the Core Four. I like it.
Gar thinks he's Mr. Fantastic, more like Mr. Fantasy.
Title Fantasy.
Like, hey, remember the joke? Remember how I made an XA joke on Ultra Ranger?
Yeah, and you almost puked because you did it.
Yeah.
You made an XA joke and he's just like.
Well, I puked on the show before.
I got a buggle in my throat.
Yeah, Emily had a bad case of hot that day.
This episode is brought to you in part by... Hard Rock Cafe, Orlando.
Good drinks to almost vomit.
That's my glass. I got it in Orlando.
Well, then, either...
5 years ago.
Or either... Leave it somewhere.
What does this have to do with Tokusatsu?
Nothing. Let's get into the news.
Oh, yeah. Gold Scorpion doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Rest in peace, Gold Scorpion.
Rest in peace, Gold Scorpion.
Okay, let's clarify. All they've established is that it's not part of the 60 canon bottles. What this means is that it could be in, like, a side special.
Better get F1-saurus!
That, too. Also, Crocodile Remocon.
Wait a minute, hang on. F1-saurus.
Yes.
It's a T-Rex in a race car.
It's a Tyrannosaurus bottle.
Right.
How the hell do they get the essence of a Tyrannosaurus?
How do they get the essence of a ghost?
How do they get the essence of a castle?
I like her joke. She made the Jurassic Park joke.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear it.
I like Jurassic Park.
Carefully.
Oh, I've never seen that movie, so I don't know.
It's not scary at all.
No,
doesn't shock me.
I don't know. I fell in love with it when I found out all about the special effects. And I love anything to do with DNA. It was one of my first introductions to it.
That's chaos.
I will say as a kid, though, the spitting dinosaur did traumatize me, and I refused to watch Jurassic Park for years.
That's understandable.
God.
Face corner chat. How do they get Santa's essence?
Oh, no! No, no!
Well, why do you think Dr. Claw was in the North Pole?
Let's bring up something very obvious. Early in the show, we got really weird essences out of Smash, because they fought the strong Smash twice, and the first time they got Gorilla, and the second time they got Locke. So clearly, the bottle that has resulted is not an indirect correlation to the monster or wherever they would have had to extract the essence from. So...
I'll tell you how they got the essence of a Santa. Santa went to a mall, kidnapped a mall Santa, and then took his essence.
It was one of the homeless ones.
No, he kidnapped Tim Allen because Tim Allen is actual Santa.
Oh, no!
Actual fact, Tim Allen's version of Santa is actually my favorite interpretation of Santa Claus ever.
The actual factual?
Yes.
Anyways, our first story.
Who wants Santa Claus out?
I made up a
now.
Fake anime based on Santa Claus.
You told us
that. Was 12.
Wait. Wait.
Yeah. It was called Jackie Frost and Legendary School.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really weird. I'm sorry, I don't know. It's coming up because it's stupid.
Martin Short.
It may or may not have been because everyone had a crush on him as Jack Frost at the time.
Alright, so our first story is... We have an official listing of the 60 canon full bottles for each of the three regions.
Yep, and...
So, I'm just going to run through these real quick. The total ones are obvious. Rabbit Tank, Gorillamond, Hawk Gatling, Ninnan Comic, Rocket Panda, Fire Hedgehog...
Wait. I think I can do this better. Hang on.
You need to wrap it.
Rabbit Tank, Gorillamond, Hawk Gatling, Ninnan Comic, Rocket Panda, Fire Hedgehog, and Lion Cleaner, Key Dragon, Kaizuku, Rush Octopus Light.
That was fucking terrible.
Yay!
I want to make the best. Matches their
word. Yeah, I know, that's what I was thinking.
To beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause.
Do the honky tonk ones at least, don't repeat the ones.
Phoenix Robo, Smart Wolf, Kumatelli, Rose Copter, Merry Christmas.
You forgot Uniracer.
What is a Uniracer?
Unicorn and Eraser.
How the hell? Okay, so apparently not only Santa Claus exists in this timeline, but unicorns exist.
Right? Merry Christmas! The Santa cake full bottles are canon! That's fucked up!
Also, apparently aliens exist in this universe.
Okay, so to go back...
The box came from Mars.
Right?
There are unicorns on Mars!
Oh my god, the unicorns
That explains
are on
where
Mars.
The last unicorn went.
The Hokuto full bottles are Phoenix Robo, Smuffle Wolf, Kuma Telebi, Rose Copter, Uniracer, Merry Christmas! Turtle Watch, Spider Cooler, which is Fridge, Beetle Camera, and Dog Mike.
What if the unicorn essence is just a VHS copy of The Last Unicorn?
No, it's they took the creator and head writer of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic and extracted her essence. That's how they got Unicorn.
And then the Sato bottles are Tora UFO, Kuchina Jet, Sheikah Mid, which is Deer and Pyramid, Kiryu and Cyclone, Penguin Skater, Side Dryer, Mag Ghost, Hachi Marine, Summit Bike, and Bat Engine.
I'm sorry, but I'm a
fan. That's all, folks!
I'm just gonna call Penguin Skater from now on Kid Cuisine. Because that's what, you know.
Kid Dog Cuisine!
Kid Cuisine!
Yeah!
Best match!
Yeah.
Hey, yo!
Yeah, yeah! I am pissed that Bat Engine is one, but Crocodile Remocon is
not.
You
know why? Because you take the Crocodile Crack Bottle, the Remocon gear, and go, and Bill Driver, and they go.
But by the same token, you could put the Bat Faust bottle with the engine gear bottle and do the same thing.
Yeah.
But my point is, I think I know why. Because the engine and Remocon are based on the ones from the movie, which are red and blue, which we can confirm because the purified engine bottle is red, which means that the purified Remocon bottle would be blue, and I think maybe they decided that the blue Remocon bottle would be way too similar to the Smuffle bottle.
Yeah.
My response to that is, fuck you, I want it anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have enough blue bottles yet.
Blue balls.
Hashtag blue bottles.
Yeah.
Blue ball tolls.
So yeah, F1 Saurus, Gold Scorpion, Crocodile Remocon, and probably one or two others got discluded from this list. Maybe that means we'll get them in a movie or side special down the road.
They're the fourth panel.
I need F1 and the Keisatsu bottles so I can make Drive.
Well, you know what I want?
What?
I want next news story.
Okay.
Good segue.
That was good, actually, yeah.
I like that we sang the bottle names.
We have magazine scans for the upcoming Rogue special.
Whoa. Okay. So this is my question.
Here's the real question. His blood or someone else's?
All right. No, this is the question I had earlier. Is the Rogue miniseries based on how he becomes Night Rogue or how he becomes Kamen Rider Rogue?
I think it's kind of both.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So the magazine scans we have show him as Kamen Rider Rogue, but according to the description... 3 years earlier, Takumi Katsuragi was performing tests on human subjects using nebula gas until his chief officer, Gentoku, gets knowledge of what he's doing and suspends it. Katsuragi gets scouted by a man who is interested in his work and resumes his research on the nebula gas under Namba Heavy Industries. So it looks like it's about both time periods.
Okay.
This
is going to be really cool and really dark.
Right?
Oh, you mean like the... Oh, did you guys see the new Amazon poster?
the poster? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's basically just Alpha and Omega charging at each other.
It wasn't anything,
really. But Alpha's eyes are green in the poster.
Oh.
Neat.
I like Blind Gen, though.
Where'd it go?
No, I saw that. They released the figure arts for, Season 2 Alpha. It's gorgeous.
Okay.
Love those eyes.
Next. We had movie teasers for the summer movies of Kamen Rider Build and Lupin vs. Pato.
Or, you know, the winter films for us.
But the one thing worth noting in this, we're not going to play the whole trailer, but the one thing worth noting in the Build trailer is what looks to be Kamen Rider Build Rabbit Dragon form.
But what's weird is the rabbit eye is yellow and the dragon
gold.
Eye...
It's gold and silver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could this potentially be an actual Kamen Rider double style fusion of their two bodies?
I think it's going to be like Meteor, Forza Meteor.
Where he just takes their power?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's a cool background.
Or...
with Shadow.
Think of it this way. Ryuga's strength with Sento's mind. The ultimate fighter.
The ultimate Kamen Rider double, body and mind.
The perfect best match.
The perfect... isn't the tagline for the movie, only a 0.01% chance this might work?
Something like that.
Yeah. Hmm. No, it's a... Alright. Wait, what's Sento's catchphrase? Shall we begin the experiment?
Yeah.
I think for the film it was let's begin the final experiment.
Which means this movie might be another one that happens at the end of the series. I don't know. But what we did confirm is that the name of the Sentai film is Kaito Sentai Lupin Ranger versus Keisatsu Sentai Pato Ranger Un Film.
Yeah,
the French word for the movie.
That movie.
Un Film.
No, it has to be like a French movie back in the day where it's silent. Black and white.
Just black and white, film grainy, and
everyone has berets.
And swing music.
No, the music's played in the theater. So, when you go see it, there's
there's a live band.
Yeah,
there's a guy with an actual VS changer doing the sound effects.
It's just plugged into the sound system.
Sorry. The batteries are dead in it, so it's like, shit!
Sounds like something from
1986.
Yeah. Now I'm Kaito Sentai Pato Ranger.
I have this toy, this is related, I promise. This, toy dog that sings Who Put the Bop in the Bop She Bop She Bop, and it has, the batteries on it are really low, and it basically screeches like a demon when you turn it on.
Please record a video of
this? Yes, and I cannot bring myself to change the batteries because it's too funny. it just goes, I'd like to thank the girl!
Jesus.
That's amazing.
So the double build pair of movies will be releasing on August 4th. It's quite a ways away at this point.
Hey, it's already March of 2018.
March.
It seems that they're just going to be like, hey, new writer starts in September.
Hey now, you're a writer, get a movie, go watch.
Ride on.
I'm a little ashamed of that, but let's go.
And all that silver and gold.
Only best matches
get the goal.
What?
I don't know.
Solid attempt, Gar. Yeah. I will guess that this form that they're using for the build movie will spawn a new full bottle, because if you put dragon and rabbit in the belt, they don't produce.
We have confirmed it does not work.
Well, they are different colors too, so.
Yeah, they'll probably use special ones.
Yep.
Next.
What the fuck?
We have magazine scans for Build, Rabbit, and Tank form.
We made the jokes, and there they are!
Oh, you haven't seen these yet, have you, Gar? Because you've been avoiding spoilers till now.
So, pretty much this is what happens when Sento...
fixes the hazard
trigger and is able to use it without going complete cuckoo.
We're getting Gar's live first reactions.
Gar is amazed. And Gar's buying a build driver?
Anytime.
I
Do you love it? Do you hate it?
I love it.
Oh, Rabbit Rabbit's got Space Jam powers!
I love Rabbit Rabbit.
Oh, holy shit!
Look at that leg!
Look at him kicking her in the face! No, look in the background!
Can that be the thumbnail, please?
Sure.
Kamen Rider Rogue getting kicked in the face.
No, I don't want to see Rogue kicked in the face. And
well,
that was the best.
He's gonna be okay, I
and
mean.
Then the best part, Gar, about Tank Tank is he actually can turn into a tank.
He gets down on his knees and drives around like a fucking tank.
Oh my goodness. That's I love Toku!
This is gonna be absolutely fucking. I don't know whether to say hilarious or stupid or both.
Hilariously stupid?
I'm the guy who likes everything blue, so yes, I like Tank Tank form, but oh my god, this is gonna make me die of laughter.
Yeah. So this is, I guess this is like Kachidoki equivalent?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What is that thing he's holding?
Oh, the...
That is the full bottle buster, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, these go back up to the forms again. Yeah, these forms are impressive, I'll admit.
What I really like about these that we didn't see from the initial scans is that these little mini double cape scarves they've got behind them on both forms. Rabbit ears
and
tank
treads.
Wow.
I have to say I'm a little biased towards Rabbit Rabbit because I like rabbits, but also because he's Inspector Gadget.
I want somebody to make a custom of Tank Tank as Tankor from Beast Machines.
Emily.
Tank Tank Smash!
That poor bunny.
Believe me, I know. It's not even the first time Wreck-It Ralph's committed murder.
Oh, yeah.
That poor, and then everyone's been taking memes of just like yeah. Just something on the screen and the girl just going, ah!
Right?
I have to say, though, that people were joking, oh, there's going to be fetish content in it because they're in the internet. I was expecting there to be a quick joke, not for it to show up in the first teaser trailer with furry stuffing.
Right.
It's a little bit just unfair.
Bunnies don't eat pancakes!
Well, that
but,
one
but the
does.
Bunny gets the pancakes.
Shitty mobile app developers don't know that!
It's just, oh my god, I can't...
Wait.
This isn't even the first time they've killed.
Wait a minute, so hang on. How does he... become this.
Well, I'll show you what he uses to become that in a little bit, but right now we're just looking at the scans.
He goes into the internet, and then he goes into, like, an app on someone's tablet. Yeah. That's...
We're talking about the forms, not
oh
Wreck-It
my
Ralph.
God, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I genuinely thought you were saying, like, how did he get in the game, and I was...
How did that happen?
I'm sorry.
Yo, ho, ho. Yeah, by God.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, how does Bill attain these forms? With the full rabbit tank bottle.
It looks like a flute.
It's called the Furu Bottle.
How do you put... No, I'm not going to say that. That sounds wrong.
Wait, you can do that.
Oh, okay, that's how it works.
It pulls a magnet switch, sort of, and, like, bends and separates-ish.
I was actually going to say, like...
Wait.
When I first saw it, I thought it looked like a fucking giant metal Freezy.
Gar, you know what it looks like? It looks like a sonic screwdriver.
Kind of does.
Wait a minute, so it's just one...
It's one double-sided bottle that goes in both slots. And
so you
like switch it between rabbit and tank.
I swear to God, this thing does not make shaking noises.
Oh, it fucking better.
Wait, so which side do you insert to get the modes then?
You twist the cap to change it between the modes, and then
you
fold it into an upside down U, and it goes in both belt slots.
Oh, there it is. That looks
along cool. With the hazard trigger.
So, yeah.
Hey, you need the hazard trigger, too?
Yeah, it's how they get control of the trigger.
Yeah, which...
No, that's how they get your money.
Which I assume is because the full bottles weren't compatible enough with the hazard trigger, so he had to make something more, like, potent or, like, powerful.
And this is how you go even third or beyond.
Yeah. So, one thing to point out... You know how people noticed that the apparatus used to create the sparkling bottle ended up being the same mold as the Twin Breaker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you pay attention real close to this, the silver side in particular looks like the exact same mold as the Kill Switch bottle from last week's episode.
Ah, so he turned it into a thing that
oh,
wouldn't kill
him. Oh, that's actually cool.
Right?
The Kill Switch?
That's what we called it, the silver bottle that he
that, like,
me
he
Sarah.
Was like, oh, press this and it'll force the transformation and it'll die.
The Kill Switch.
So I guess he... repurpose that and makes this.
That's
I guess
good because that bottle really was upsetting because all I could think was what if someone accidentally presses it.
Right, there were so many chances for that to happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, what does this button do?
Beep. Long ways to die.
So, the full rabbit tank bottle will be released on March 17th for the price of 2,700 yen. So, probably in the area of 30, 40 bucks.
Yep.
I keep thinking of a, when you're talking about, like, there being too many toys, I keep thinking of the pancake bunny with a plate full of tofu toys.
Toys? Toys. Next,
I'm so sorry.
The weapon that we saw in the scans, the Ultimate Ryugaku Full Bottle Buster.
It looks like Ghost's weapon.
No, and
the Gangan Saber?
Yeah.
To be honest, this thing's actually pretty decently big.
It looks awesome until you see its gun mode.
What
it literally just, like, opens, like, a jaw on the belt,
I mean,
or on,
it,
the,
it's
on the handle.
Like, it's kind of like the formula can.
How does it hold itself up?
Right? I'm super curious about that, too. It must have, like, a pretty strong hinge mechanism.
Well, it's because you don't hold it with one hand. You hold it with two.
Yeah, that's why there's a handle on top.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking DJ gun.
Yeah. But no, it reminds me of the formula cannon, too.
A little bit.
Because, like, in this one, you can insert full bottles. Like, the formula cannon, you can insert chip cars.
You can put up to four normal full bottles or the full rabbit tank bottle to activate the different hisatsus.
I'm wondering if this has a lot of playability, because for like, toku toys, the formula cannon has, like, the most playability, because it literally reads every shift card.
Well, let me read the description. The full bottle buster has two modes, sword and cannon, and can recognize each individual full bottle from the series.
It's time for bust.
So I might have to...
Bust and
bust,
right?
bust and bust.
It's officially better than the formula hoe. Or the trailer hoe.
Or is equally good.
It was called the trailer hoe.
But is it afraid of no sleep?
Oh.
It can load up to four full bottles. That activates the finisher when you pull the trigger. You can also load the full rabbit tank bottle for a special attack sound. The full bottle buster is releasing on March 17th also for the price of 5,800 yen before shipping and
now,
markup.
Now, can you insert splash jelly into it?
I'd love to see you try. No, you know what? The candy toy ones, maybe. Because those ones fit in the belt.
Yeah, with the plastic fucking...
Right? They just, like spring in. I'm getting the robot one.
There you
oh
are.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, why don't you unscrew the packet jelly and just use the
code? Just
codes
squeeze
the
jelly
back.
Out of it?
Right?
Oh. I thought you were
just
going
use,
somewhere
use the
else
rail
with that.
and unscrew the belt.
I thought you were saying you'd, like, open it and then just squeeze the jelly into the...
squeeze in your
just
mouth.
Just fill the buster with the fucking squash jelly.
Did you fill my can with jelly? I wanted to make a sandwich can.
It's like the reverse version of when Jim puts stuff in Jello.
Yeah, I'm almost done season 8.
Oh yeah, you're watching The Office. I forgot.
just Lane goes up to his room one day. Why is my sword full of toothpaste?
I wanted to make a toothpaste can.
All right. Next, speaking of rabbit, and tank, the bottle change rider. Gimmick line figures of all three hazard forms have been announced.
Wait.
One only lies, one only tells the truth.
So I can't get three separate figures? I have to buy one figure and decide which form to be it in?
Apparently.
Fuck.
I mean, I just keep it in the build hazard mode.
So, this is a set that comes with build rabbit tank hazard as well as the add-on parts for rabbit, and tank.
It's like how we...
Very odd.
It's like how we got screwed over with Maximum. Like, level 99 of X.
You know why they did this? Because it is kind of like an upgrade of Build Hazard, and Build Hazard would technically be really boring on its own as just a single figure.
I'm still kind of...
This is why the fucking Soto stage line figures for Build are so great, because you could just buy the Hazard suit and then change out the eyes for any of the other forms.
I was just about to ask that. It's like, that's what are they doing with the Soto line?
No, those are absolutely a thing.
FaceCore
and I have been talking about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to get into the Soto line.
Well, FaceCore in the Chaos Ranger Discord chat has got the hookup.
Yeah.
And that includes anyone listening who wants to get into those lines of figures.
I want the Ultraman Sotos. So I can customize my own Ultraman.
Ultraman?
Science Spider. It's not shiny
zero out of
10.
Yeah, why is he not shiny?
I don't know, just like...
Damn it, Lynn. Don't look at your phone when we're doing the extra.
I'm sorry, sir.
So, BCR, Kamen Rider Build, Rabbit Tank Hazard with Rabbit, and Tank armor set will be released also on March 17th and will cost 4,500 yen before markup.
But can he fly?
No. I mean, if you throw it.
No, don't do that.
I think that's gonna be a real hazard for somebody.
Yeah, my wallet.
Ooh. Next. Real Action Hero Genesis announced for Kamen Rider Build.
Did they just talk about this last week, too?
Oh, no, last week we talked about the model kit.
No, but I said, like, I would love to see the Real Action Hero.
Oh, well, now we have it.
Hey, it's and a Pepsi lid.
And it's gorgeous,
it
as
looks
they usually
fucking
are.
Awesome. I just got the figure arts, and now this.
Yeah, but remember, the Real Action Heroes are, like, $400.
Yup. So they're 37,800 yen.
So they're, like, hot toys.
Yeah, they're the hot toys of Rider.
Ew. I mean, yay.
Oh,
why?
Good. He comes with the fucking drill crusher.
No, but like.
See? That figure knows what the figure art didn't do. Oh, figure arts. They want.
You can do the hand.
Yep. Just, and his eyes light up.
That's so cool.
Just freaking figure arts. Oh, well. Oh, you want the drill crusher for your figure? You gotta buy her bike.
So,
yeah.
He also comes with 5 removable full bottles, which include Rabbit Tank, Gorilla Diamond, and an empty one. It'll be available for pre-order on May 8th.
It'll be revailable.
It'll be raw available because Real Action Hero. And we'll be shipping in December. So, yeah.
It's pretty.
Pretty expensive.
Yep.
Next, we have magazine scans for upcoming Zords in Lupin Ranger vs. Power Ranger.
Woo! Are you okay?
Yeah.
So, first off, we have... Oh, actually, they're on the same page. So, we have the Cyclone Dial Fighter, which looks to have a helicopter thing kind of going on. And then, I've seen the toy scans of it. When you activate its gimmick, the blades, like, open up to either side.
Cool.
And then we also have Trigger Machine Biker, which I really like.
And he actually has, like, a little dude on it.
There's, like, a little black shadow, like, outline of an actual rider on it. And the gimmick for the Trigger Machine is when you pull the trigger, the front wheel pops out, and it can actually, like, tilt up to do a wheelie.
G3 confirmed.
That's cool.
Just Kamen Rider G3 shows up in Path of Ranger, Lupin Ranger.
And, of course, these also combine with the Megazords.
Apparently, the two teams will team up and exchange their new method.
That's neat.
That's what it says there.
Yep. And then, also in this batch of scans, we have official information regarding Mr. Ice Powers.
Squidman.
Mr. White Christmas.
Yeah.
Mr. Snow.
So, the mysterious gangler who froze the Lupin Ranger's loved ones, his name is apparently Zamigo Delma, and he has 2 golden safes on his thighs.
Oh.
That's awkward.
Unlike your typical gangler, he has a human form. Which we saw a little bit of in episode 2, but now we can actually see him. And if you look up close, he's got fucking streaks of white hair, so it's the second coming of Taiga.
I was gonna say he looks kinda like Snake.
And he's holding a bag of ice for some reason.
Apparently he eats ice cubes.
We're wiped out to dinosaurs.
I mean, I love eating
the ice.
I like eating ice cubes.
Yeah, me too. Does that mean we're evil now?
I want so bad, like, he's got a different hat in his human form. I want so bad that when he transforms into his gangler form, the hat just, like, crystallizes and shatters
in his eye.
Oh, that's
gotta be what happened.
Does he look familiar?
No.
The actor who plays him is the same actor who played Jiro in the recent Kikaiders.
Oh, you mean the show or, I mean, movie that we didn't watch yet?
Yet.
Yet?
And also he was in Gaim.
No, yet?
Are you guys okay over
there? I know.
So, that's a thing that's happening. Next. Lupin Ranger vs. Power Ranger rubber keychain set.
Oh my goodness.
These are adorable.
They are adorable.
They're cute.
6 rubber keychains depicting the main cast.
Sakia looks so upset.
He looks like a woman, kinda, in that image.
He looks like my aunt.
So, this set will be shipping in June, and is priced at 37.80 yen.
June?
The Lupin Rangers have the little calling card in the background, and the Pouch Rangers have keep out tape. That's cute.
Aw, Keichiro's got his badge out. It's cute.
That is really... I like them. It doesn't have of Lupin Blue's nose portrayed correctly.
or his silly face.
I noticed today that Lupin Blue's nose is very nice. What am I saying?
That's all. Next. GameStop exclusive Power Rangers Legacy figures for Zeo, pink, and yellow.
The girls are only
GameStop. Where's the pillow? I need to throw it at the TV.
Do not.
Please don't throw it at the TV.
Just do your scream into the pillow thing.
Do it like Lilo and Stitch style.
Wait, so you want me to scream into the pillow and then fade into it a few hours later?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
I don't have any pizza to bring.
Pillow's gone.
So these are going to be GameStop exclusive, and it won't even be in their warehouse till August 20th, apparently.
This is how Bandai of America gives the middle finger after losing the Power Ranger Master license. What's worse is that
you're just gonna get disgruntled, angry Bandai for the next year.
Yeah.
You want your Legacy Astro Megazord Lane? Too that's fucking bad.
That's not happening.
I hope it does.
It's not gonna happen.
Stop trying to make the Astro Megazord happen, Lane, alright? It's not gonna happen.
Just, I'm glad that we finally have information, but why August?
Because then they need to overstock them and then no one ever buys them.
And why do I have a feeling, if I went to my GameStop, that's literally 5 minutes away from my house, they're gonna tell me, oh, we don't have any pre-orders or no such things on our website.
Yep.
Also, ours is an EB game, it's not a GameStop, so...
No, but they're the same company.
Yeah. I know.
Same company.
I know.
Same signage.
But
same
I feel
exclusives.
Like if they weren't there, that would be part of the excuse.
Because like when I go to an EB Games and I find like I can find a GameStop exclusive pop vinyl.
Yeah,
there.
I'm glad that's a thing. I'm like Target.
Yeah,
we're Canada. We like being different.
Yeah, we like getting the new figure 6 months later.
We like not having the Target exclusives and not having to buy them for three times as much on eBay.
Exactly.
Oh my God. You mean what? Or you know. Where you don't get any new figures at all, Ninja Steel toy line?
We don't have any new figures, Ninja Steel.
You gotta buy them off Amazon, Ninja Steel.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that song is just so good to do that with.
We want all your money. We want all your money. All Ninja Steel.
Did it get any better?
Yeah.
You guys are the ones talking about it.
Oh shit, I knew we forgot to do something this week.
Well, you can find some
fun. Oh my gosh, I love your shirt, and I just noticed it.
It's a Switch dog.
Sorry about the
next
interruption. Here we go, this next one.
More on Power Rangers Legacy figures. We have photos of the upcoming Dino Thunder White and the Psycho Rangers.
I met him.
Why is he packaged with the Psycho
Rangers? I saw
him.
I will buy Psycho Blue, so please release it.
Yay, the Psycho Rangers that honestly no one really cares for. Like, we're all happy that the Psycho Rangers are finally getting figures.
I'm actually mind blown that they're getting released at all.
Can we get Legacy A Squad?
Right?
Lane, Hasbro, you gotta talk to them, man.
Okay.
I saw a picture of Mothra.
Boop, 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 boop. Hello, Hasbro? Yeah? Can you make Legacy A Squad figures? Sweet, thanks.
Come on, be a Hasbro.
No, they're never gonna make it.
Get out.
Come on. I gotta have these, bro.
Oh, they're really never gonna make
it. Cool, anyways, let's go on. Then we go to the Legacy line.
I like the white. No.
Speaking of Power Rangers Legacy, apparently Legacy Wars, the mobile game, has been nominated for an award.
What award?
The International Mobile Gaming Award.
It's a pretty good game, I gotta say.
They're gonna lose to the Give the Bunny a Pancake. Give the
Pancake.
No.
So yeah, it's Power Rangers Legacy Wars has been nominated, and anyone who cares can make an account and vote on imgawards.com. Neat.
Blaze brought that up. I realized Rabbit and Pancake could be a best match.
Oh.
Where did you retweet this from?
What?
It's okay, we're gonna talk about it.
Next.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Oh yeah,
hey,
this!
Look, it's Hiroshi
I forgot
Fujika.
About the Ichigo Fujioka. Black Panther thing,
whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Takashi Honga.
Hiroshi Fujioka, the actor who portrayed the original Kamen Rider Ichigo, was spotted promoting Black Panther. In a promotional video released by Walt Disney Japan, Fujioka and a team are searching the jungle for vibranium.
That sounds kind of awesome.
He also appeared in a recent event related to the movie. In the Q&A portion of the film, he was quoted as saying, This story is about the birth of a new hero. The action in the film is excellent, but there's also a sentimental gesture and a message. This is truly wonderful.
The movie was okay.
It's alright. When asked to define what being a hero means to him, Fujioka responded with, "A great love. Love to protect a family, to protect the country, to save the world. I believe that love is everything."
And then I saw the Heisei era. Man, are those guys assholes. I mean, seriously, what's with all these gimmicks?
Apparently Black Panther premiered in Japan on March 1st, so...
Oh, wow, they get a few weeks late, but apparently the whole
They get the shitty dub!
Hey, oh I would love to hear Black Panther speak in Japanese.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's fine.
Just T'Challa. Henshi! Oh, his suit just goes all over him.
Right?
Henshi!
Oh my god, Killmonger.
Cool, although although it would be more accurate for him to just scream, Amazon!
Amazon!
Black Panther!
Wait.
Oh no.
Be careful, please.
Scar's getting his Black Panther figure.
He has a Black Panther figure.
Amazon! Oh yeah, how the hell did you get Rabbit Tank Hazard early?
I had to say one thing I liked about that movie.
What'd you like about the movie?
It had good pacing.
Yeah.
A lot of the Marvel movies lately have been having kind of weird pacing problems, but this one fixed it.
What are those?
Okay, that, to be fair, when the movie was being produced, that was a new meme.
Just.
Also, maybe memes in Wakanda are behind what everything else is at.
Right? Probably.
Oh, like the movie Dad, like the old movie that Dad used to watch. I called them sneakers. It's like.
Sneakers. I'm like, oh,
you. Uh-oh. Thunder, I have a feeling King T'Chaka. During his time off of, like, political stuff, he's just sitting in his house watching Back to the Future.
Oh, quick fact. So, you know who played young T'Chaka?
Who?
That was old T'Chaka's son.
Okay, that's actually awesome.
Cool.
What? His actual son.
Oh.
Like, the actor's actual son.
So, you mean how, like,
what Nepotism!
For Shinosuke?
Yeah.
I kind of love it when they do that.
Looks like him.
Yeah, and they should have used him for younger Shinosuke in Drive, but no!
Hooray, nepotism! But next!
Yeah. Cool, Ichigo likes the Black Panther movie.
Oh my god, now I have to
Or at least he was paid to like
I just Black want Panther. Him. I just want to see him now in a black... Okay, Gar.
What he said.
Gar, idea. Get the Takashi Hongo figure art. Get the Black Panther figure art.
Honest.
Swap the heads. Takashi Hongo's...
We want Black Panther!
Black RX! Oh yeah, that reminds me, there was a joke in our fucking chat group today. Gar was talking about Black RX.
Yeah, I'm like, so, oh, yeah. Okay, so today I've noticed that I have a very fond love for Kamen Rider Black RX.
Me, I like Black RX.
And my response to that was, I don't think he feels the same about you.
Aww. Yeah, and then Anthony said, once you go black, you never go back.
And then I responded with, once you go Black RX, you never go back RX.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're at work.
Next. Remember a while ago we talked about the actor who played Kuwaga Riser appearing in the Amazons movie?
I literally just saw this on my phone. That show lay. I'm like, should I say breaking news? And he's like, no.
Can I read the English translation?
Oh. Yep.
It turns out that it transforms into Masked Rider Amazon Neo Alpha. With the appearance of a new rider, the story causes further scientific change. It is one with the purpose of Mido. The truth is sure at the theater, music note. Masked Rider Amazon's the movie. The movie!
The movie!
Final Judgment, released on Saturday, May 19th. Hashtag Masked Rider Amazon.
So, yes, so we are introduced to a new movie-exclusive rider for Kamen Rider Amazon's the movie.
It doesn't
Kamen
even look
Rider
finished.
Amazon's Neo Alpha.
I am so pissed that it is not Jin becoming Neo Alpha, but I have to say, this is the coolest... Rider suit Amazon's is produced.
I disagree. I do not like the helmet.
He has a fucking minigun on his hand!
I do not like the helmet.
You know what? I'm going to say what I said when Amazon first started. Looks like an April Fool's joke.
Watch this actually be...
No, but I don't like his helmet.
I'm like, oh, Kamen Rider Amazon starts April 1st. Come on, guys. It's an April Fool's joke. And then it ended up being
two seasons later.
Two seasons in one movie. With a ton of
I still
words.
Think it's a joke.
I still think it's a...
No, but like, he's got this weird black thing across his face, and then he has like an antenna. I don't like it.
I love it, actually.
I like the green on it.
Right?
I like the green.
It actually manages to pull off a half-beast, half-military kind of look.
Also, it doesn't...
A beast machine?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
call back to last week!
Also, the belt doesn't go well with the suit.
Oh, agreed, but I'm really no...
Oh, don't worry, we'll get to that with another character later tonight.
But it looks like he's got a fucking mini-gun on his hand, so I'm excited to see that in action!
Go-go gadget can spray! Go-go gadget gun!
I hope Jin destroys him.
Not the first Inspector Gadget this recording, since people were making jokes in our Discord about that while we were talking about Rabbit form. Yep.
I just want Amazon to brutally, like, decapitate this guy.
Whoa!
Then that's a little bit horrible.
And then eat his flesh.
That's a lot horrible.
But that's what Amazon's is about. It's about eating and
decapitating. That's good, Amazon's too.
He is technically an Amazon now. So,
oh, hey,
we don't know that. He's food. Maybe he's like... Technology his way into the power set. Who knows?
Apparently, 2 years ago, I made a tweet saying, I've been thinking about it. A pizza party is the purest form of friendship.
It is.
Agreed.
I didn't recall making that tweet, but I think it's pretty accurate.
Wait.
I think we've lived that.
Yeah, Wayne. Kamen Rider Sigmas.
Amazon Sigmas.
It's not going to be in the movie. Sigma! Oh no, he's going into fucking Whitey Dufoul.
I'm actually gonna stop that because I heard my voice.
I'm going racing!
I apologize sincerely for the last 20 seconds.
I don't know what happened, but I'm a little.
I made Whitey Dufoul an Amazon Rider.
It kinda hurts.
But yeah, I don't like the look of this guy.
Gotta be a bit more. I don't know why I would describe this voice.
Yes, it's Sir Je ne sais quoi.
Go watch Eight Crazy Nights. So
I don't know what that means.
Oh my goodness, I remember when I first saw that. It was like the most adult thing I'd seen.
My dad took me to see that when I was like 13.
Yeah, and we watched it and we were. This is so funny because, like, he mentioned peeing.
Was it crazy? And stuff like that.
The worst part, though, is that the animation is really, really, really good.
That's the worst part?
No.
Yeah, because you think to yourself, like, they made the animation this good for Eight Crazy Nights.
It's funny, that was Doug Walker's, like, biggest thing about the movie. It's like, why is this movie even animated? It's so beautiful!
Okay.
And I actually genuinely like the characters in the story, too. It's just the humor is kind of...
Shitting deer.
Yeah.
Anyways. Next news story. Asobu's quitting. Again.
Thank God!
What?
He wasn't doing anything useful! Just like in Hibiki!
Actor.
Decisive little shit.
Actor Rakuto Tochihara. Is that his name? Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's why he didn't get any gigs.
Can I get any more vowels in that name?
Dude, Japan. Okay, does Japan's alphabet work like ours where there's vowels?
I know.
I don't know.
No, it's based on sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, Rakuto Tochihara, known as Asumu from Kamen Rider Hibiki, as well as Asam Asimov, Neo Decared, and Decaranger 100 Years After.
100 years after?
That's what it says.
It's 10 years after.
Well, then this article wrote it wrong!
That's
just curious.
I was like, that's the 10th anniversary.
Okay, he is retiring from the entertainment industry because he's apparently taking over his father's company.
What does his father do?
Doesn't say.
Pharmaceuticals.
Entertainment! Fuck!
Why didn't Dale ever go anywhere? He said he wanted to go into the family business. But you're a doctor. I tried telling him that.
No, he's finally seeing his true calling and gonna become Hibiki.
Prestige Worldwide.
Alright, so... All right, we
need to drag his ass in for one more Kamen Rider thing. And he becomes Kamen Rider Hibiki.
Hibiki.
I mean, he did become Hibiki in the Hibiki Hyper Battle video.
The Hyper Battle video with the talking hidden discs.
Right. Well, they weren't called hidden discs, they were called disc animals.
Yeah, disc animals.
Hidden discs is from Shinkenger.
Right.
See, you're not Same the only thing. One who can have weird encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah, well, you're not the one holding a Black Panther figure.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're not the one holding a VS changer.
Yeah, well...
Again, I'm loyal to my dealer, so I'm getting mine on Monday, bitch.
I don't have a thing to hold.
You can hold the Morphin Brace. We still have that left over from last week.
I feel unworthy.
I'm not.
I'll fucking take it. Fuck you.
No, I'll fucking turn into a Gullbuster or a Beast Morpher.
Before we wrap up, Emily, I believe you had a Precure thing to mention.
Oh, yes. There are... This is just rumors flying around from the hacked toys, but there are rumors that the quote-unquote sixth ranger, like, not actually sixth, but of Hugto may be a character that either shares the title or two characters sharing the same body. This has never happened in Pretty Cure before, but it's definitely happened in Kamen Rider.
Pure Cure Double.
Yes, and there are people saying that the Kuramura and Kurumashiri might actually be either the same person with two different cure names, which has happened in Pretty Cure before, or two people who turn into two different forms by fusing together.
Some sort of chicanery, miscellany,
something that they've never particularly done before.
I guess you could say they've discovered a new cure.
Yeah. It sounds more
like... We don't know if it's actually going to happen or if it's just a rumor, but...
It sounds more like an Ultraman type of thing, where in Ultraman, when two Ultras fuse together...
two Ultramen love each other very much...
Unless you're Ultraman Zero's mother, who's never heard from, ever.
So it was a one-night stand?
Maybe.
Oh, that would...
Dan Moriboshi, man.
An Ultra stand.
In space?
Ultra 7 dick.
Ultra
pain. Anyway.
I have long since lost any semblance of track of what the fuck is being talked about. Anyways,
I never had any idea.
Anyways, with Super Raya Productions, when two Ultras fuse together, they qualify that as a brand new Ultraman.
Okay.
So it's kind of like what Pretty Cures
might considering, be though, that it's pretty, like, almost too obvious that one of the new cures is going to be Hugtown grown up. If they don't do that,
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Every time there's been a baby that's been, like, humanoid so far, they've done that. If the baby is more of a fairy type thing, they haven't, like, Yeah, there's a new Muppet Babies coming out. End of the month.
Oh.
People are saying that it sounds crappy, but it looks kind of cute, actually.
I think maybe people are just angry about Kermit.
What's so
wrong? You mean the voice thing?
Yeah.
What's so wrong with Kermit?
Just the fact that his voice changed, his voice actor's different now.
You want to go?
I'll fuck you up!
Don't make fun of Kermit. That sounded more like making Mickey Mouse.
We're talking about our Grumps animated.
You see this finger?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Jax Films Kermit thing.
That too is funny.
Why is everyone making fun of Kermit?
Because it's a funny voice.
Speaking of which, in Niagara Falls Comic Con this year, the puppeteer who was Kermit is going to be there.
Are you talking about Jim Felker?
Huh?
Maybe I'm... Anyways,
sorry for the interruption, everyone. This has nothing to do with Toku.
Anyways, that is extra extra. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Big Bird's on my team.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.